Hey, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you come back to yourself, protect your peace, and love yourself in ways you were never taught. Now, all month, we've been talking about self-love, self-trust, boundaries, and being kind to yourself. So today, we're going to close out this chapter in a powerful way. I want to do that by talking about the version of you that you secretly judge. The one that you replay in your head, the one who stayed too long, who ignored the red flags, who begged, who settled, who didn't speak up, who tolerated things you would never tolerate now. Yeah, her. Because I have a feeling that you've been punishing her. You look back and you think, I should have known better. I can't believe I allowed that. That was embarrassing. That wasn't me. But it was you. And today we're going to stop punishing her for what she didn't know then. I've learned from my years of coaching that most women don't even realize that they're punishing themselves. So let's talk about what that looks like. When you think back to old memories, do you cringe? Do you replay conversations and wince thinking what you should have said? Or maybe you talk about your past like she was weak. You say things like, I was so stupid. I was desperate. I can't believe I let that happen. But you've grown. You've learned. You've evolved. And instead of feeling proud, you feel ashamed. Ashamed you didn't leave sooner. Ashamed you tolerated it. Ashamed you didn't trust your intuition. Ashamed you abandoned yourself. And so you keep replaying those past moments as if replaying it is some kind of punishment. But shame is not growth, and self-punishment is not accountability. It's really resentment turned inward. Now, I want to approach this gently and help you confront something. You are judging a past version of yourself with present awareness. You're holding her to standards she didn't have access to yet. She didn't know how to set boundaries. She didn't know what self-abandonment looked like. She didn't know that her intuition was right. She didn't know how to regulate her nervous system. She didn't know that she deserved more. But you know that now. She didn't. And it's unfair to expect her to operate with tools she hadn't learned yet. You're mad at her for not being who you are today. But the only reason you are who you are today is because she lived through it. Growth doesn't happen before the lesson. It happens after it. So let's call it what it was. She wasn't stupid. She was surviving. Maybe she stayed because she felt unsafe. Maybe she tolerated because confrontation felt terrifying. Maybe she overgave because she thought love had to be earned. Maybe she stayed silent because her voice had been dismissed before. That version of you was navigating life with awareness that she had. And survival versions of us, they don't make empowered decisions. They make safe ones. And safe isn't always aligned, but it is understandable. You don't get to become this version of you without her. Now let's talk about what you are really carrying. Resentment. Not toward other people, toward yourself. You resent yourself for not speaking up, not leaving sooner, not choosing better, not trusting yourself, not learning more. But the truth is, you already paid for those lessons. You felt the heartbreak. You felt the embarrassment. You felt the disappointment. You felt the anxiety. You learned. And learning is the tuition. Shame is trying to charge yourself twice. You don't have to keep paying. Release the resentment. Release the guilt. Release the constant replay. You don't need to keep punishing yourself to prove that you have grown. Instead of rejecting her, thank her. Thank the version of you that tolerated because she didn't know how not to yet. Thank the version of you that stayed because she was scared. Thank the version of you that overgave because she thought that's how love works. Thank her for surviving. Thank her for getting you here. Because if you keep rejecting past versions of yourself, you will subconsciously reject future growth too. Self-love isn't pretending the past didn't happen. It's integrating it. It's saying that version of me did her best with what she knew and then letting her rest. Now imagine something with me. What would it feel like to stop replaying that season of your life? To stop cringing, to stop calling yourself names, to stop flinching at the memory. What would it feel like to say, I forgive you? Not dramatically, not ceremonially, just quiet and mean it. That's maturity, that's healing, and that is self-love in the highest form. Now, if you've listened to these other self-love episodes, you know we talked about choosing yourself, remembering that you were never not enough, trusting yourself again, being kinder to yourself, setting boundaries. And this right here, this is the integration. Because you can't move forward confidently while dragging shame behind you. You can't become her while punishing who you used to be. So release the past version of yourself, love her, and then move forward. And if this month shifted something in you, if you're realizing that you are done shrinking, done second guessing, done punishing yourself for surviving, then becoming her unapologetically is open for you. This is a 4-week private coaching experience designed to help you rebuild your self-worth, strengthen your boundaries, and embody the woman that you know that you're becoming. It's not about fixing you. It's about supporting you as you evolve. And if you're ready for that kind of support, you can learn more in the show notes. Apply or message me, and let's move forward together. Remember, you do not owe your past self punishment. You owe her compassion. She did what she could, and because of her, you now know more. Stop replaying it. Stop resenting her. Stop charging yourself for lessons that you have already learned. You are allowed to evolve without shame, and you are allowed to become her without hating who you used to be. You have done enough. Now let go. With love, Yaya.